going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. This is your host, Chris. We have a guest in the Happy Hour tonight. He's been in the Happy Hour before. Listen to long enough, you heard him. Demetrius Harris.
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
Producer for ESPN. He was out in Bristol, but now he's back in L.A., home of the Angels.
Sir. Yes, sir. Love L.A., man. I love L.A.
How things going with you, man?
Man, you know I'm hanging in here, man. All these sports stories, it's a lot to talk about, man. It's a lot going on in the sports world.
I know, man. Right before football, everything's getting crazy.
I know, man. But you know what? Nothing is as big as the NFL, man. I'm ready for some football.
Man, who are you telling?
I'm ready. Even watching the preseason game, the Hall of Fame game, man. 10,000 viewers, man, for the Hall of Fame game. 10 million.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of people for a preseason game, and then nobody play, right?
Right. Folks are just, they hungry for it, man.
Football is definitely the alpha dog, you know what I'm saying?
It is. I know they running the headlines, except, A-Rod's deciding to take over all the headlines right now.
Man, he is so phony, man. What's up with dude?
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, this whole Biogenesis case, and it seemed like MLB is trying to come down on him the hardest. It's almost like, well, we couldn't bust anybody else prior. So, you know, ever since this PED shit started, we're going to take it all out on you.
You think so? Well, that's because dude's been lying for so long. Actually, he admitted to using PEDs, though.
Right, back in 2003.
He did admit to using them, but he's just slimy. Don't he seem real slimy to you, though?
Yeah, he always been like that. I mean, it's one thing, you know, for the fans and with the Yankees that he has been playing like ass, and you know, when it came to the postseason, you're just like, well, we know he ain't doing shit.
He got him a ring, though. And he's,
you
got
know,
the
and now
Yankees
you,
a ring.
And now you having even Johnny Damon's like, well, did he cheat during that World Series?
Who cares? Look at all the money they made. They ain't tripping.
Well, the Yankees tripping because they don't want to pay that fool.
But look, he got him a ring. They ain't going to take a banner down. They ain't going to get rid of that pennant.
Oh, no. So, not like some college shit.
Yeah, you know. But, I mean, I think Brian is worse than A-Rod, man.
Really?
Brian just lied to – he lied to his partners. You know what I'm saying? He lied to his homeboys, like – he's throwing all kinds of people under the bus, man. I think he's worse than A-Rod. At least A-Rod admitted it.
Yeah, no, you know? I would feel that. Yeah, Ryan Braun did play real kind of sneaky. And, you know, if anybody says something, he was trying to pull a Lance Armstrong and throw him under the bus. And, you know, then when he got that suspension, he was just like, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I'm going to take it. No explanation. All right, yeah, I'll just sit out, come back next season.
Yeah, man. I just think, you know what, bro? Like, this whole PED thing, man, even though it's not good for the sport, like, really, do you really care, though? Do you really care? Let's remember, like, the PEDs, that PED thing sort of saved baseball, bro. When Bonds and McGuire and Sosa, when they was knocking them balls out the park, man, everybody was watching baseball. That's what we cared about.
Yeah, that was the That's the last time they was on top.
Exactly. When was the last time you really, really like cared about? Not to hate on to all my baseball fans out there, you know. Shout out to y'all, love y'all. But not to hate on the game, man. But when was the last time you was like, I gotta go watch sports and I gotta see the baseball highlights? You know, you don't really be tripping like that, man.
Nah, the latest you had now was with Puig out here because of what he was doing earlier. But even, you know, but he's still like he's new and up and coming, and a fresh face. But you know, yeah, it hadn't been like that.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, the Dodgers are on fire right now, man. They are waxing fools. You know, they don't want like 15 straight on the road, man. They doing their thing.
Yeah, they hot in the mug.
You know.
But yeah, I mean, I'm honestly like I don't watch baseball like that. I'm more of a postseason watcher. I watch it when like you know the. All the possessions and at-bats become more important.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, it's too many damn games. I mean, that's way too many damn games.
So you like, you're only good for baseball in October, right?
Yeah, and even though they didn't watch that back, but now I got to watch it in November.
I feel you on that. But you know what? You know what? Look, I personally want to see A-Rod, like, lead the Yankees to the playoffs. Like, I want to see him, like, hit 20 home runs. I want to see baseball blow this thing up, man. I want to see the whole thing implode, bro. They got to make some changes, man. There's too much lying. There's too much deception, man. I want to see A-Rod. This would be phenomenal if A-Rod led the Yankees to the playoffs. Could you imagine the headlines?
Oh, I mean, that would be a draw. Folk would watch that.
Oh, my. It would be outstanding, an outstanding watch. Because then what do you do? Right?
They ain't do nothing. I mean, he appealed it. You know, today he said he officially appealed it, which means, you know, he could be playing in the playoffs. He could lead them to the World Series and still not get punished until the season's over.
Exactly. And 211 games is just so ridiculous. I mean, like, where did this arbitrary number come from?
All right, basically all of this year and all of next season.
Yeah, but why give him all that and not give Braun? I mean, Braun outright had news conference about lying. You know, A-Rod did interviews and lied too. But, I mean, Braun is so slimy. And Braun still hasn't admitted it.
He's not. Now he feel like he don't have to. It's like, hey, take a plea, sit out 65 games, which I thought he would get more than that. I thought, you know, he already got busted. So I figured he'd get, you know, I guess the second time is 100.
He's getting the pass, bro, because he's still getting a boatload of money. So, you know, I think Braun is more slime than A-Rod, you know, because he so vehemently denied using, you know, performance enhancing drugs. And then his boy Aaron Rodgers is like had his back. He gonna let his boy sink too? Like, you can't let your boy go out. At least you gotta tell your boy, like, look, I don't want you to publicly, like, have my back like that. Like, just trust me. Like, I may have done some things on the under, you know. Just don't put yourself out there. He didn't even do that.
Yeah, he needed to come with him because, yeah, Rodgers was just backing him up. And, you know, even that, you know, got that little shit on Twitter where dude was like, oh, you wrong, so pay me that $1 million.
Could you imagine, man? This is a joke, man. Baseball's a joke. And for the record, I want to see A-Rod lead the Yankees to the postseason. Yes, I said it. That's what I want to see. Bring it on.
Now, I know they suspended 12 other guys, 50 games, and, you know, them dudes just basically were like, yeah, okay, I'll take it. I was, you know, a little surprised with Colon and the other guy because they were suspended last season, and I guess this was related to the biogenesis that they didn't get dinged again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I'm not trying to deviate from the topic too much, man.
No, no.
But do you care? Do you really care that these dudes are using drugs? Do you really care?
It bothers me. It does. I'm, you know,
why?
I'm an old school guy, and it just feels like if they're gonna do it here, you know, who's to say it's not gonna happen in the other sport?
It is happening in another sport.
Right, but not like to the point where, like, football cares. The NBA is, I think the NBA seems to try and want to be proactive on this. They can't be in denial like it ain't, if they don't use it, you know. I think it's being used in all sports. You know, but I mean, baseball, I mean, what do you do? Do you do, like, I'm not for the, if you get tested once, you kick the hell out forever.
That's,
you know, because if somebody, if it's an error, you know, you got to save face. Like, oh, shit, we sorry, we, you know.
Why not just let them use drugs, man? Just let them do what they want to do.
Because America ain't like that.
Why not, man? What's the problem?
They can't, because the whole issue of them basically being role models, and you got kids who are baseball fans, and basically saying, one, we allowing these people to cheat, that we okay with folk cheating. And then two, it's like, you okay with people using drugs?
People have been cheating for years. Why not allow a regulated program under doctor supervision? Why not?
Because people still don't cheat. And even if you say we're going to allow only these five or six drugs, somebody's going to try something else.
I mean, of course, man, there's somebody in the lab cooking up that good right now, you know, cooking it up. And there's some kid in the Dominican, there's some kid in, you know, some, you know, state somewhere, you know, tapping their veins, getting shot up right now so they can make the team or whatever. So we know it's happening. Like, we're not going to prevent it, you know. So why not just let them do it?
If they did happen, they'd have to change everything. It does happen. It does happen in Dominican, because you're like, hey, if I cheat, I can get over there, make a quick money, and then I'm good.
Whereas
America,
it's a big,
you know, red flag if you're an American who does it. We hate the hell out of you. But, you know, supposedly if
you're
from the PR, it's all right.
Are you telling me, when I'm playing devil's advocate here,
uh-huh,
if you had the opportunity, so say you 20 years old, right,
mm-hmm,
and you got this doctor that says, look, man, if you take these drugs, the next 10 years of your life, you're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. You're going to have all the women you want. You're going to have a lucrative career, but you're going to have to cheat, right? What would you do?
That's hard, man. It's that, because, you know, they pay them stupid contracts.
Guaranteed,
I mean,
bro. Baseball, guaranteed.
Yeah, you know, if I hit well contract year, give me a 7-year, $100 million contract. It's all guaranteed. And then if I get busted my second year in a contract, like, okay, 50 games, I'll be back.
I would be hard pressed, and I think I have a pretty strong moral compass, but it would be hard pressed for me not to strongly consider shooting up, bro. Shooting up. I mean, come on now. The average person in their lifetime ain't gonna see $1 million, $2 million.
Hell no.
In their lifetime. You mean to tell me I can make a cool $100 million? What?
Come
on,
doing it because of that. They know that. It's like,
coming from poverty.
I need to push my kid in baseball.
Exactly. Coming from poverty.
Football, play some baseball.
Play some baseball. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's hard not to pay attention to it. You know, and I understand taking the moral high road. I get it. You want to be 100%. You want to work hard. You want to have a strong work ethic. I get it. But it's hard to say, look, man, I got the magic pill right here. It's hard to turn, you know, to not buy into that magic pill, man.
Yeah.
You have to think too, is, you know, these guys are also highly talented athletes. So whatever steroids they're taking, they're just enhancing what they already have. So
yeah, it's not like you suck and all of a sudden you hitting 80 homers a season.
Yeah, you know, of course, it doesn't really happen like that, because there are hundreds of guys who use steroids and don't even make the big leagues. So you have to have some God-given talent, some, you have to be equipped with the skills, you know, from the beginning. But
right, and that's part of the reason why people get mad at A-Rod, because they were like, dude, you didn't need it. They were like, you were already – I mean, the same thing with Bonds. Bonds was in – basically, he was a lock for the Hall of Fame before he decided to make his
lock.
Head four times bigger.
But, okay, man, so with Big Head Barry, right? So I love Barry Bonds, man. Barry didn't give a shit about what nobody thought, you know.
No, he didn't.
After – the thing – okay, so I think Barry was just jealous, right? He was like, so McGuire's not even that good, and Sosa's definitely not that good. But look at the national attention that they're getting because they're hitting home runs. And everybody knows they're cheating. Right? Barry was like, I want some of that love.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, because people knew something was up. I mean, McGuire was big as hell. Like, y'all think it's his fault. What the hell is going on? And, I mean, just out of nowhere. I mean, the fact that people weren't really hitting. You know, if a guy hit 50 homers, I mean, that was something. Like, wow, he hit 50 homers in the season. He can hit, and all of a sudden it was like 65-70. He's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. Guy's doing it. You're like, what the hell? And yet baseball was like, hey, we popping. We not going to say nothing. And then once they got caught, it was like, Buzz Selig got egg on his face. I think he's trying to make up for that. And all of this, what is his legacy going to be? I mean, you know, I'm already tired of him with the whole All-Star game being a determining home field advantage. I can't stand that shit.
Yeah, I can't say. But Bub Seeley, I mean, they knew, they were applauding what was going on when McGuire was hitting the ball. You know, I mean, like, McGuire was crushing baseball. That McGuire social race, bro, saved the game. There is no doubt. You cannot argue that what they did for baseball. Hell, my mama was like, who is the big white boy that keeps hitting the ball out the park? You know what I mean? Like, for real, that's sad in baseball. And then when Big Head Barry got, you started cracking him out. I mean, you're talking about the most feared hitter ever.
Yeah.
Nobody walked that much.
Nobody. No, like, we not even, we just, we not even.
We not even gonna pitch to this dude. Come on, man. If we pitch to him, it's a wrap. McCovey Cove. Gone. Every time.
All right, well, let me ask you this. If, say, baseball actually does want to do their part to actually to stop this, what do you think they should do?
If you cheat, you go. First and first.
You think it's only, they should be one and done?
Well,
a life, like, you get caught. Like, if you, like, seriously get caught, they go through it, they, you know, double check it, and you did use steroids or HGH, that's it.
I mean, you can't keep giving, you know, the three strikes. I don't think you can do that. If there is all the evidence, it can out and out. I don't want to go completely off the ledge and say one and done. Look, first strike, I would say two strikes. First strike, major suspension. You know what we're trying to do. We're trying to clean up the game. I'm telling you not to do this. It's written in the bylaws, especially if the Players Association agrees to this. Everyone agrees we're trying to clean up baseball. We all know how serious this is. Right. So
that's including the players too. Players got to
everyone eat. Knows. Everyone
right.
knows what we're trying to do. So if you get caught the first time, we're gonna slap you. Boom. You're done for the rest of the season. Or whatever it has to be a set amount of games, whether that's 50, 75, 100, right?
It's at 50 now, which is nothing. It has to be at least 100. Somewhere between 100 and a full season of games.
Okay, so say 50 games, no postseason. Say 50 games, no postseason, first offense.
Okay.
Second offense, you are banned from baseball for a year.
Okay.
And then if you do it again, done. Banned for life.
Okay.
Because what's worse? What Pete Rose did, betting on gas with A-Rod, I mean, what's worse? But the thing is, if everybody is pitchers are taking steroids, batters taking, everybody taking steroids, you know, like, well, what's worse? You know, how are you going to really clean up the game? You got to get rid of it. You got to let people know we are serious, bro. You are gone.
No, I agree. Yeah, I would think, for me, that's 182 games. I'd say first offense probably 100, maybe. I might go like 100, 200, and then gone. But you have to at least miss like a significant amount of time. You can't do the 50 games for 182 game season isn't enough for me. You have to at least miss more than at least 60% of the season. Even if you get caught toward the end of the season, like, well, you just see your ass this time next year.
So you're saying, okay, so how about this, right? So there's what, 162 games in a season. So you are, from whatever point you get caught, you miss the next 162 games, regular season games, including the postseason if your team makes the postseason.
Right.
That's a pretty stiff penalty.
Yeah, if you're going for like a full year, yeah, that's stiff.
That's just
no, nobody. Yeah, no other league is doing that on some shit.
But I don't know if the Players Association
would
accept
that.
Yeah, that's pretty steep, bro. Because there's like little nuances involved, right? Like,
right.
Even though you're supposed to know what you're putting in your body, But, like, there's certain types of, like, cough medicine. That's illegal.
Right.
You know, so it's like you kind of have to know every situation is relative, but, like, I don't think you should be suspended for the whole time. If you accidentally took some, say it's NyQuil, you accidentally took some NyQuil. You're sick, you wasn't feeling good. NyQuil has some sort of substance in it, whatever.
Right.
You know, like, that's, you know, I think there needs to be some sort of regulation on that. But if you blatantly, like, we're about to get on these PEDs right now, oh, you got to go, bro, because now you're disrespecting the game. And I can't have you disrespecting the game. You know, and I'm not even a huge baseball fan, but if they're really going to crack down, you got to crack down.
Yeah, you got to really do something. Yeah, I'm not, like I said, I'm not for the, once you get, you know, you get caught once, that's out. But, you know, I mean, player association is not going to go for that. But, I mean, you have to do something where you either get, they have to lose time and they have to lose money. You want to tack on, like, a fine to go with it or some shit like that, or to the point where if you get caught, you know, you banned and you lose, your contract is voided at that point, something like that. Which I know the teams would love that.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees were like, shit, y'all need to do that. You don't need to put that in already.
If you get caught, your contract is voided?
Not the first time, but I would say toward the end, like, if you get a lifetime ban, I mean, if you get caught three damn times, I'm like, give me your whatever contract money you got up to that point, you can keep that.
Oh, how about you just simplify? How about this? So, bang, 162 games from the time it's just suspended, that would equal a regular major league season, right? If you get caught again, your contract is voided. Done. Now, if that's not a deterrent, I don't know what is.
Right.
That's it. I mean, that's pretty simple, right? If you cheat, your contract will be voided. Cut.
Right.
You can be cut immediately.
Not make
there
it
easy.
Because people are cheating for the money. You're cheating to get paid.
Exactly. So if you want to cheat, you're not going to get paid.
Right.
There it is. And I'm done with this baseball garbage until they fix it. It's either you fix it or you let them cheat.
Yeah, they got to do one or the other. One or the other.
You got to do something, bro. You got to do something.
Yeah, so folks, we want to know what you think. We know everybody got opinions on the steroids and the performance-enhancing drugs at MLB. Let us know what y'all think suspension is. Call us up, 323-455-4219. Email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Let us know what you think.
Bring it on.
The next big topic, I mean, we're going to jump into some NFL, but, you know, we got to start with this. Johnny Football, the most popular guy in college football up to this point. He was till like a month ago. You know, it was one thing with, I didn't care about him making comments on Twitter, so the hell what. You know, the frat party, I mean, that was just stupid. Why are you going to a frat party at your rival school knowing damn well they're going to kick your ass?
Okay.
But now with this getting paid for autographs, which is illegal by the NCAA standards, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with this kid?
If it's true, he's going to be suspended. He's done. If it's true, he's done. I mean, dude is essentially a rich kid, man, who's probably never faced any type of major adversity. And now he's got all this, you know, he's already had the fortune because his family has got dumb bread. So it's not about the fortune. But the fame, man, you know, the fame does things to people, man.
Oh, no, it does.
You know, and dude, apparently it seems like he feels he's above the law.
Yeah.
And he's going to come crashing down to earth real quick, you know. And if he gets suspended, man, you know, the first two games was for A&M or Cupcake. But that September 14th game, man, that's Bama.
Ooh.
And if he's not there for Bama, it's a wrap, bro. That's the biggest game of the season. You know, that's it. Everybody's got that game circled.
That's
you know?
Right to me. He made his name.
That's where he made his name.
Because I didn't know much about him, and it was like, oh, shit, this dude beat Alabama. And from that point on, it was Johnny Football this, Johnny Football that, first freshman to win the Heisman. You know, all this talk about, you know, should he just be able to go to the NFL? Okay. And yeah, I agree with you. I think the fame got to his head. You know, I'm not saying how the father should have raised his child, you know, but basically it seemed like there was no punishment for anything.
Yeah.
He just was flowing and doing whatever he want, and
yeah,
I get away with whatever.
And according to reports, like, his family's concerned about him and his mental well-being. Look, like, dude's going to have to get it together, and he's going to have to come clean with whether he accepted money or not, because the NCAA ain't playing, man. They're not playing. You know, of course, some of their rules, some of their standards, they're hypocrites to a lot of things. But everyone knows, everyone who's been recruited, like, I was recruited to play football. Everybody who's been recruited, who took any sort of recruiting trips, anything like that, knows the basic. You can't take money. You know you can't take money. Even though I know people who took money, you know, groceries and all that, you're not supposed to do it. Everyone knows this, bro. This is basic. What the hell was he thinking?
Yeah, I mean, he's put his school in jeopardy. I mean, granted, we don't know, because, I mean, University of Miami was, I don't know, that booster hooked them up with hoes and everything, and they ain't punished it.
Benefits. Like, there's, I mean, ain't no reason to even come on here and not tell the truth, bro. Like, everyone knows, if you're a big-time college football player, you're getting extra benefits. Like, come on now. There's no reason to sugarcoat that, you know. It is what it is, you know. But you can't blatantly do what he did. Come on, man. You're signing hundreds of autographs, bro. Like, nobody does that for free. Who does that?
Yeah, I remember when, who was it, Pryor from Ohio State a couple years ago?
Yeah, he got tattooed.
Yeah, he got some little, for memorabilia, he made some money off, and they got rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
And ended
and
up
A.J. Green, Bengals receiver A.J. Green, when he was at Georgia, he got suspended.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is, I honestly hope that, like, I really want to see him play against Bama, but I don't know what's going to happen with dude. I honestly hope he, you know, gets it together, but he's got to make better decisions.
Oh, no, he has to. I mean, he's already been, you know, the other stuff, like, look, he's in the off season. You know, he's feeling himself. I get that. He's young. Some of that stuff I get. But, yeah, like you said, with this is clearly a rule. Everybody knows, especially with the autograph. You already know this. You could have waited till you got 2 years, get out of the – go to the NFL. Then your autograph would probably be worth more. You know, but now you got tons of pressure. And I do want to see him come back, because now that he's, you know, now that he's the name, he's Johnny Football and everybody loves his ass, I want to see what he's going to do.
Yeah.
You know, now that he's the reigning Heisman.
I can't
now everybody
wait.
Now the pressure's on.
Yes.
What you going to do?
And you know them boys, them SEC boys, they coming for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know they coming for him. I can't wait to see Clowney get his hands on him, man. It's gonna be a hell of a college football season. Hell of a season. You know?
Oh, yes, man. I'm already happy that, you know, the coaches poll picked two Pac-10 teams in the top five. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Okay. And Oregon ain't going to be no joke, bro.
Nah, man.
Oregon is going to be, you know, they lost Bonner, but they still got DeAnthony back there, man. Their quarterback is nice. So
I mean, that's funny. You basically lose your coach, and you still up there. They still keep you up there, man. Hey, I mean, the SEC, I mean, that's just what they do. They all about football and nothing else. So I understand why they got so many passionate players and so many guys going to the NFL, man. But to me, the Pac-10 is number two. To me. But maybe I'm just because I'm biased and I want to see the Pac-10 get some love. Or the Pac-12. See, I'm still on the Pac-10. The Pac-12 is real.
Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, if SC can bounce back. You know, see what UCLA does. You know, Stanford, man. Stanford gonna be tough, bro. Oregon, you know, the Pac-12, man, monsters.
Yeah, every team has gotten better. I mean, you know, with that's how the SC gonna bounce back after their disastrous season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jim Moore's over at UCLA. And even Washington's been looking all right.
Yeah, I don't know what my Cal Bears are gonna do, man. You know, I always have a little bit of hope, even though they let me down every year. You know, I still got to root for my boys, man. But you know, hopefully we just don't get embarrassed. That's all I can just ask for. My boys don't get embarrassed. But you know what, man? I think people are, you know, that Ohio State team, man. Ohio State, they could win the title.
They could run the table. You know, they went undefeated last season. You know, I don't know if they should be ranked as high, but, I mean, hey, you just came off an undefeated season. You are Ohio State. You know, you can't be surprised.
We'll see. I'm thinking Ohio State's going to be back. I mean, okay. They're going to be there, bro. They're going to be tough to beat. Tough to beat. Because they can run the table. Alabama can have one loss, you know. So, you know, then we got to deal with this BCS garbage, and, you know,
isn't this the playoff this season?
It's still going to be garbage. Still going to be garbage.
You know somebody going to be mad.
Someone's always going to be mad.
It's going to be that fifth team that's undefeated or one loss, like, hey.
Somebody's going to get left out. But,
SEC going to get two in.
They're
going to get an undefeated and a one-loss team in.
So
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm just putting it out there because I know that's how it was going to be.
I don't know because if Alabama has one loss, you know, and there's like two teams with like one loss, two losses, I don't know what's going to happen. But are those teams clear that much better than everybody else? Is South Carolina, you know, that much better than Stanford? You know, is South Carolina A&M, even will Johnny Football even play for A&M this year? See, that's a huge story. You know, because can they play him?
Right.
What if he's ineligible? You know, so there's a whole lot going on. You know, I'm excited. We only have a couple weeks left. We actually have football at the end of the month. So,
oh, man, I can't wait.
I cannot wait, bro. I'm definitely ready for some football, man.
Yeah. All right, since we're speaking on the NFL, we just got to get into this. We got to really speak on this Riley Cooper and him wanting to say nigga.
Okay.
You saw, I'm sure by now you've seen the video. When
ridiculous.
It first happened, I was like, well, what was the context? I hadn't seen the video yet, and I was like, I wonder what context he used it in. Did he just say it or what? And after I saw it, I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
He said it with some passion, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like he really meant it, like this wasn't no game.
Yeah. You saw the guy that was next to him was like, whoa,
yeah,
don't.
Exactly.
He was like, he was like, I know I'm just being taped and I'm in the video. Don't put me on there. I wasn't me. I didn't say that. I wanted
you
to
know,
see who he was talking to, but, you know.
You know, obviously he made a mistake. And this was not the first time he said that, you know.
No,
so,
I don't buy that at all. I'm like, there's no way that would be the first time you use it and you use it basically almost in a sense, like how the word was created.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way you would nail using that word like that.
There was definitely some passion behind that, but I think so like some of the Eagles said they moved on from the incident, like they're gonna play the Patriots and they've been practicing the scrimmage against the Patriots and yada yada yada. He caught a touchdown from Vic and Vic, they all went to congratulate him. Okay. The issue is gonna be when someone from another team tries to take him out. Because that is what's going to happen. This is football culture, baby. This is going to get decided on the field. I'm interested to see what happens after that. Because there's going to be some things said under them piles. When he gets hit, people are going to go for his knees. It's going to happen.
Oh, yes. I expect him to get some, you know, some of them defensive men to lay on him a few more seconds.
Absolutely.
Put their elbow on him a little more.
Absolutely. The retaliation is going to be ferocious, and that is what I want to see, if the Eagles are truly a team, if they truly have love for Riley Cooper, because this dude, he's got some pent-up issues, man. He's got some pent-up hatred. That doesn't just go away with racial sensitivity training, bro. Come on. You can't go to training for 2-3 days and you get that sort of venom out of your system. It does not work like that.
No, it might be a learning situation. You know, I saw his joint where he was like, I told him I don't want you to forgive me because that puts the burden on you and I want it all on me. I mean, when he gave his reaction to his apology, you know, I was like, okay, he is coming off like he know he made a mistake. He know he fucked up. And, you know, whether or not he's full racist and all, I don't know. But I was like, okay, he seems real apologetic about actually saying it. I was like, okay. I know LeSean McCoy was like, I don't know if I can be his friend no more.
Could you?
I would have to actually know him really well to the point where it's like, you know, our kids kick it and all of that for me to be like, okay, we're gonna have to have a talk about this, you know. But if he's just a regular teammate and I don't know him like that, it's like, all right.
What is that to talk about? We obviously know how he feels. You just got to treat him with like, look, man, you my teammate. We're going to try and ball. We're going to try and win this Super Bowl. We're going to try and do what we need to do. But outside of that, I ain't got no love for you.
Oh, no, he's going to get that. I expect he might maybe have a few teammates who are actually like trying to have his back somewhat. Like, look, don't fucking get in the, you know, just – let's move on, and, you know, I'm not going to kill you for it, although I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I expect half that locker room to be like, yep, once the whistle blows and it's over, after my shower, I'm out. See you later.
Yeah.
Do you think the league, or the Eagles, do you think that was enough?
Of course not. Let's not forget, David Stern fired Roy Hibbert and LeBron, I think, when they said no homo. David Stern came out immediately, and those dudes were fine for saying no homo in jest, jokingly saying no homo.
Yeah.
This dude makes the racial slur of all racial slurs, and you hear nothing from Goodell. Goodell, that's a punk move by Goodell.
Yeah, you heard with Kobe Bryant, that was, you know, they caught him video saying fag, and then he got hit.
He got hit. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah, David Stern was like, nope.
Come on,
I don't know,
man.
If it's because with the NBA comes off as, I don't know, I want to say more of a black league, I guess, however you want to say it, where it's real, a little more sensitive, where the NFL always feels like the star player is always going to be a white quarterback most of the time. You know, but in the NBA, all the stars, basically all the really good players and star players are all black.
That's a weak move by Goodell. Goodell needs to do something, man. He needs to address it something. It's a weak, punk move, man.
Yeah, and I mean, the undisclosed amount. I mean, if they were finding him big money, then you're like, okay, well, Eagles, we respect you. But, like, really? It does come off like you didn't do enough. Now, suspension, I don't know. I mean, if they want to suspend him a game, that's fine. He didn't have to get suspended for me, but he needed to get hit in the wallet something hard. And if, you know, if he's the commissioner and he's like, how much y'all fine him? 25? That ain't enough. That ain't enough. You need to hit him more than that.
I agree. He need to get hit hard. But you know what? There'll be justice. And I don't want to see anybody get hurt. But somebody gonna go after him.
Yeah,
it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly, bro.
Oh, yeah. I wonder when it happened. I was like, I wonder how many brothers are going, just like, by the time, you know, they play the Eagles, they'll be like, ah, okay, I'm already focused on other stuff. But
yeah.
I just know, but how is it going to person like, yep. Oh, they go Riley Cooper. Oh, okay. I ain't forgot.
You know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And, you know, like I said, I don't want to see nobody get hurt. You know, I talked to a couple of guys I know in the NFL, and they will remain nameless. And they told me straight up, like, it's definitely going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to happen. And they just hope it don't get too ugly.
Yeah, I hope it don't get real bad where you, like, seriously trying to, like, end his career.
Yeah.
But, you can, I'm sure somebody will, like, I'll take that 25 grand hit.
Oh, yeah. It'll prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, just hopefully it doesn't last forever. You know, I hope he does learn his lesson and he grows from this incident. And hopefully the racial sensitivity training, you know, will help him. But I can guarantee you one thing, man. This ain't over for him.
Right. Now, yeah. I do have a question on this, because I know – it's when last year we had the whole incident with the, and I think you sent us the video with the Giants and the guy dunking the player in the tub or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And all throughout, and Jonathan noticed it. I didn't pick it up at first. He was like, all throughout the video, all you heard was nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, in this day and age, I mean, do we? I'm not saying it's excuse, but I mean, it seems to be used a lot more than when we were kids. I mean, I heard the word when I was a kid. I heard black people using it, but I mean, it's like, if you went in the locker room and it said all the time, like it's just a regular word, I mean, how do we expect non-blacks to not use it?
Because you know how ugly the word is, man.
Well, not to us.
But we shouldn't even be using it. So they ignorant too for using the word that freely. I think it was like Jason Pierre-Paul and some other guys.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, it's an ugly word. We shouldn't use it, period, man. It's an ugly, disgusting word. And we all, as mature African-American men, we should stop using the word, man. It's a terrible, terrible word. You know, nobody should use it. That's how we should just look at it. It is not a term of endearment. I know some people be like, oh, you know, that's my nick, that's my whatever. And people use it as a term of endearment. We need to stop it, bro. It's too ugly of a word. The connotations that come along with that word are too destructive. We need to just stop it, man. And that's my take on it.
No, that's good. I mean, I would like to do that. I've used the word. I know I've used it on the show before, and I will try to slow using it. I'm sure I use it. Yeah, the term of endearment, it's one thing if it, for me, I use, when I've used it amongst other my friends with black people, it's really like, all right, there's nobody else around, almost in the way like how white folk use it amongst their friends.
Yeah.
You just real, you don't, I'm not going out in public where it's a gang of people and just saying it loud as hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hip-hop rappers trying to say whatever they say. I'm like, look, y'all know, man. All these kids. And if you $1 million, you should go on platinum. It's a gang of white kids buying your music.
Yeah.
You know, if they go to your show, do they just, or if they rapping it, listen to it, do they not say it? I'm like, how do you not say it?
You're not supposed to say it, bro. I mean,
right.
And that's it's funny that you say that. I just had a conversation with my nephew about the Jay-Z album.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay-Z uses the N-word, countless times. It is unbelievable how much Jay-Z uses the word. And I'm like, he's way too influential to be that profane, to be that ignorant to use that word like that. You know, it's not like Jay-Z is some hood rapper, you know, from the slums, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't have a vocabulary, you know. Jay-Z is probably the most influential rap artist in the game right now. He has to do better. He has to set a better example.
You know, it's funny because when I listened to the album, and, you know, if y'all have listened to Blackies, you know, we just posted a topic on just him and what's the name, Harry Belafonte. But, yeah, I listened to it, and I was like, I'm going to have to go back to his other rap albums because I don't remember hearing him use that word that much. I mean, it was, like, noticeable. I was like, dang, he's using this a lot, using it like that. I remember him, I know he used it, but not, like, every sentence.
You know, maybe it's me getting older, but, man, some of this stuff is a little too profane for me. And I grew up with N.W.A.
Right.
You know, so I grew up with the Straight Outta Compton, you know, all of that. Like, I'm as, you know, as gangster as they come. But sometimes it is just too profane for me, man. Like, we gotta use our words.
Right, and you know, it, what's funny going with Jay-Z is I remember when his daughter was born, he was like, "Oh, now I'm not gonna use the word bitch anymore in my songs." And was like, "Okay," I'm like, "Okay, that's great," but it's like, "But you still use this word," and so it's like you are consciously not gonna call a woman a B word, but you're gonna throw the N word around like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you basically you corporate now, you a corporate rapper. You all, you know, talking about you hanging out with the 1%. Are you using it? Are they using it in front of you?
But you know, Jay-Z has said he dumbs down his music. He dumbs down his music for the masses. He said it. So
yeah, that makes.
But
sense.
I'm like, you're too influential to dumb down your music, bro. Do you be the top? Change the game.
Right. When he say on some things, he is, but I'm like, well, why did you, shouldn't have to. Because I'm like, were you spitting that real intelligent shit before?
Exactly.
It wasn't like that. I was like, so what were you doing before? Because I don't remember you. You weren't on that deep shit.
Yeah.
You was on that hood, I'm a boss.
Yeah.
Type stuff. Yeah. And then the richer you got, I was like, at some point you were like, I'm going to just keep it real simple. I'm like, but you was already simple.
But, I mean, well, you know, that hit, the hip-hop game, when you got a song, when you got a hit song, and the hook is nigga, 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 I mean, we've reached a whole other level of, we're sinking fast, bro.
No,
when your hook is nigga, 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 come on, bro.
Yeah.
You know, go all on my watch. That's the whole song.
I mean, and they don't be thinking. It's like... That's why when he said it, Riley Cooper said it, I was like, okay, we can't flip out. Like, this ain't the 60s no more. I was like, we didn't say it all the damn time back then. As far as I know, it was used by black people, but not like we didn't put in our music for the masses to hear. If it was something that we said to amongst ourselves, that's where it was kept, amongst ourselves. Now we basically like, hey, we okaying everybody to use it, but then get mad when they use it.
I know we're getting a little deep over here, but that's just how it goes in the sports happy hour. You know, the sports bleeds into life, and we just got to speak on it. We're going to take a quick commercial break and jump right back into it. This is the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Mickey Bay Eyelash Extensions. Contact Mickey Bay, master lash artist, today for the best in mink and synthetic eyelash extensions. You can find Mickey Bay at www.mblashes.com. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter at Mickey Bay. That's at MIKKIBEY. And also like her on Facebook at facebook.com/MickeyBayEyelashExtensions.com.
Yeah, ridiculous. I got all off topic, man. You done got me fired up over here, man. You trying to bring it out of me. That's what you're doing.
Hey, man, you know, we had to talk. When we didn't get a chance to talk, I had to get a little personal, a little on that, just getting your opinion. But, you know, hey, back to football. And I just read today, what is up with Greg Jennings, and does he want to go back to Green Bay? Is he mad about leaving Green Bay?
He'll say he's brainwashed?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he needs to just shut the hell up. That's what he needs to do.
Yeah, his coach already said, don't say nothing no more.
He gonna have a rude awakening when them games start, and he looks over and he says, "Damn, that ain't Aaron Rodgers, that's Christian Ponder." His coach is rude awakening. You know, so he needs to just shut up and play the game. You know, get out there and do your job, do what you're supposed to do. Make sure you block for AP, and catch them damn balls when they come your way and not drop them. You know, and be healthy. How about that? Because you wasn't healthy all last year. I know, because I drafted this punk, but he didn't need nothing in my fantasy football league. So he needs to shut up, focus on getting his hamstrings and all his injuries right, and quit worrying about what they're doing in Green Bay and focus on what they're doing and with the Vikings in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, you chose to go to the rival to stay in the division. That was your choice. You didn't get traded. You chose to go to the Vikings. You know, whereas, you know, with Brett Favre, they made sure, they were like, you are not going there. You know, we ain't trading you there. You know, but he was like, I'm going to go to Vikings. I'm like, all right, you're going to see us twice then. You know, and that's like, you want to complain, and I didn't know, and make a snide comments about Aaron Rodgers. Like,
yeah.
Like, dude, were you mad that you weren't the guy? I mean, he spreads the wealth. They had many options. Randall Cobb blew the hell up last year.
And yes, he did. I like Randall Cobb. And now that Jordy Nelson is hurt with a knee injury.
Yeah.
I don't know about those Packers, bro. You know, you lose your left tackle. It's never good to lose.
That's major.
You're starting left tackle. You know, so the Packers are going to, I mean, if they're going to start Eddie Lacy at running back, you know, so you have a rookie running back and you lost your starting left tackle. You just lost your starting wide receiver for at least a month. You know, Packers are going to be interesting to watch, man. But, you know, like my buddy Stephen A. Smith always says, man, Aaron Rodgers, that's a bad man. That's a bad man right there. So, can never really count him out. But, you know, getting back to Greg Jennings, man, you know, I think he needs to just focus on what they're doing in Minnesota. It needs to get healthy and quit worrying about being brainwashed and all that dumb ish he's talking about, man. Leslie Frazier already told him to shut up, quit talking about Aaron Rodgers. So he needs to just focus on what they're doing.
Right.
Out there with that Eden Prairie.
Hey, man, it's been a lot. Hey, speaking of, we'll stay with Minnesota. You believe Adrian Peterson saying he's going to break Emmitt Smith's career rushing record? Week 16, 2017. Guess he's booking it.
How can you not agree with anything Adrian Peterson says? But, you know, the reality of it is, man, you know, Emmitt Smith had a perfect team. You know, he had a perfect team. He had the quarterback, all-world quarterback, all-world wide receiver, one of the greatest offensive lines in the history of the game. And he's had a monster defense. Adrian Peterson don't have all that.
Nope.
So, I as much as I would love to see AP get busy and do his thing out there, the reality of it is, you ain't got no Michael Irvin out there, bro. You ain't got no Troy Aikman lining up behind center. You ain't got no Larry Allen out there blocking for you. And you don't have no monster defense like that. Emmitt Smith got the ball all the time.
You know, he was getting 20-plus carries all the time.
You couldn't stack the line. If you stack the line, you got Swervin' Irvin out there getting busy, you know. You got Troy Aikman. You know, you got Hall of Famers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Like I said, man, as much as I would love to see AP get out there and do his thing, because Adrian Peterson's a freaking nature, man. You're not supposed to recover like that, the injury that he had. But I don't think that I don't think he's equipped with the pieces around him to reach his ultimate goal.
Yeah, not over that many years.
No.
Especially not with running backs. You know, they just, after a few years, like they start getting worn down. And he's trying to average, like, what, at least 2,000 yards the next few seasons?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's That's a lot to ask. That's a lot to ask, even if you were stacked.
Yeah.
I wish him well on that.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Good luck, bro. Good luck.
Really. Because, I mean, who's getting hurt? I mean, you already got, what, Jeremy Maclin out, ACL, cornerback Culliver out, ACL.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Get it out. You're like, God damn.
Yeah, you know, it's just it's really unfortunate to lose your to go out with an ACL injury, man. That's a year, bro.
I know. And it's
like, that's a year. And that's a major, and from what I hear, that's a tough surgery to recover from, man. So that, and, you know, the Achilles, man, those are tough surgeries. So, you know, I just wish all those players luck, man. Even, you know, Derek Copeland, my center for Denver, you know, I wish those guys the best in their recovery, man. But it's just football.
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder, like, is there something they need to do with the training or the stretching? Because, damn, I was like, it's like three ACLs in, like, a day.
Yeah, but, you know, these athletes are getting, you know, bigger, stronger, faster, man. And it's not that there are more injuries. It's just that, you know, it's like when they're happening, how they're happening. So you know, it's unfortunate, man. But, you know, the show, this is the NFL, man. The show goes on. Next man up.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You know, and that's why the Eagles didn't release Riley Cooper. Because of Maclin's injury. You know, if you think about it, they need Riley Cooper.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. You know, I heard people like, he just need to be released. I'm like, why? Somebody else can pick him up? I mean, if they knew it was that bad to where nobody was going to pick him up, then yeah. But, like, no. He all right.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens, man. But, yeah, that's NFL, man. You know, it's the next man up right here. So. Bring it on. I can't wait for the season to start, man. I'm so juiced for this, man.
I know, man. I got it. I'm ready to see it. I got to start prepping for fantasy football again. It's just, I'm ready.
Wait. So you play fantasy football?
Yeah.
Oh, you do, huh? Who won your league last year? Yeah, buddy. Who won your league?
Yeah, you won it.
Yeah, that's right. Say it louder. Put some bass in your voice. That's what I'm talking about. Let's do it. Anybody out there want to play fantasy football, they need to holler at me on Twitter, man. DJH1906. Holler at me on Twitter. I'm trying to get down in the fantasy league. Let's just put it this way. I like taking people's money. So if you're willing to invite me into your fantasy football league, I would gladly appreciate the donation to my child's college funds, and I don't even have children, but I will, and all proceeds go to my children's college fund, and thank you very much.
Yeah, man, yeah. We're going to have a rematch or something. We're trying to decide if we're still going to have a league, but shit, I'm already...
What are you talking about if we're still going to have a league, man? We've got to have a league. Set it
okay,
up.
That's all I need to hear. That's all I need
set
to hear.
Up. And let's do it.
I was
y'all like Yahoo? You guys prefer the Yahoo or the ESPN?
I like the Yahoo because I like the decimal points. ESPN gives you the whole.
We went on some BS because of the decimals and points. There's fractions. There's fractions of a point, man. That's weak.
No, I want my point 9 points.
That's
I want to be like, well, he only got 9 yards, so he don't get nothing. I'm like, nah.
He don't get nothing, man. He's supposed to get 10 yards, man.
10 yards a point. That's why I'm not getting a point. I'm getting point .9.
Which is garbage. Well, you know, so the better question is, how did that turn out for you last season?
Man, last season was rough.
Now you're stuttered.
It wasn't like that, man. Shit, I was rolling. I was rolling last season. And as soon as I got in the playoffs, my team sucked.
Man.
I was kicking ass. Man, I was about to come up on some dough.
Man,
and all of a sudden, it got them last 3 weeks. My team was like, "Yeah, we're not producing."
Yeah, you know, in the interest of full disclosure, man, in my ESPN league, you know, you talk about rolling. I was like the number one seed, man. And as soon as the playoffs came, I got bounced in the first round. And you know, I was hot. I had you know, it's like a gut wrenching feeling. you're not supposed to, the number one seed is not supposed to go out in the first round. But, you know, it's all about the matchups, man. And I caught a couple bad breaks, and my players just decided to quit on me. And, you know, so I feel your pain. I feel your pain, but I'm definitely going to gloat since I'm on your podcast. I'm going to gloat and talk about how bad I spanked everybody in your league. And I really appreciate the money.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm gonna have to come get it back then. So
I got some Jordans. I got some fresh, crispy Jordans, y'all. You know what? You guys might want to just go to Foot Locker and buy me some Jordans.
Oh shit, man!
you might as well just go buy me some J's right now and just charge it to the game.
Oh shoot, now, no, man. Hey, you won. Good for you. I'm happy for you. It ain't happening again.
It ain't gonna happen
again. You might win in another league, but nah, man.
For the record, are you stating I will not win the league again? Is that what you're stating for the record?
Yeah, for the record, you will not be winning the Brothers Happy Hour Fantasy Football League again. You will not.
America, I hope you guys are listening to this nonsense. I am the reigning champion with a fresh pair of Jordan 9s on right now, and I'm going for another fresh pair. For the record, I want another fresh pair. And I know y'all going to cheat me on which pick I get, but it don't matter.
No, that ain't happening again.
I don't know how y'all going to do it.
I didn't know it was set up like that. It didn't even matter.
The system, you guys are doing all types of long division with your results, but it's all good. It's all good. I'm ready. You guys just let me know when the draft is. Anybody out there who's trying to, you know, need an extra player in the fantasy league, man, holler at your boy on Twitter, DJH1906, DJH1906, via the Twitter, and I'm down. Let's do it. Let's do it. Daddy need a fresh pair of Max and J's. I need to get my little nephew some school clothes, too, so y'all might as well just donate to his fund. Bring it on.
So we'll be ready, man. We're going to be ready.
All right. We'll see. We'll see. No, but your team was a monster, though.
Your team,
I can't give a crap. Your team, you had a great team.
It was rolling, and then that happened in every damn league I was in. I was like, well, this is why we play.
Isn't that the worst feeling, though?
Yeah, when you're hot, and you're like, I'm going to home stretch. My team plays well. I'm invincible. And all of a sudden, you know what? If I'm playing – I do not like in the playoffs if I have a game where everybody balls out that week. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I'm like, uh-oh. They're like, everybody play well after. Like, nah, say this for the last week. If everybody balls out the last, you know, during the first round, I'm like, oh, I don't like my chances next week. That sends a bad vibe to me.
I feel you on that. All right. Bring it on. I'm ready.
We gonna do it.
All right. What's up next? What we doing next?
Right. We gonna get into some quick joints. I'm a big NBA fan, so I got to jump in this. What happened? Blazers signed Mo Williams, 2-year deal.
Yeah. Why would he go to the Blazers though?
Because nobody wanted him as a starter. He said, "I want to be a starter." And
he's not gonna be the starter in Portland. They got Damian Lillard. They got McCollum. They just drafted him. Like, he's not going to be the starter there either. I don't understand why he would go there. You know, they're not even a playoff team.
Probably a 10-game, a 2-year deal. I mean, most teams probably were willing to give him a 1 year. Probably less than that. And he was like, all right, I'm going to just take this guaranteed money. Portland is up and coming, man. Portland got talent. They just didn't have a
bench. Where they going? Up and coming what? Where they going?
For them right now, they need to make the playoffs.
They ain't even a playoff team, bro.
The West is deep as hell, man.
No, they won 33 games last season. they lost their last 13 straight. What are the Blazers doing, bro?
You don't think they can fight for that A spot?
Fight for the A spot? Okay, so I just pulled up the Western Conference standing, right? Oklahoma City is the top seed.
They're
still there,
yep.
Right? Spurs is still there.
Yeah, my squad's going to be there. My squad's going back. Get some revenge on that ass.
The Nuggets.
They falling, but I don't think they'll fall all the way out.
The Clippers are still a playoff team.
Clippers is going to be a little scary.
The Grizzlies.
Yeah, I still like the Grizzlies.
The Warriors.
Warriors is looking real good, too.
Okay, the Lakers were the seventh seed. There could be your opening.
Yeah.
And the eighth seed are the Rockets. Rockets are guaranteed to make the playoffs. Well, actually, obviously, there are no guarantees barring injuries.
Right.
But the Rockets are pretty much a lock. The Rockets got better. They're eighth seed, and they got better. They got the best team in the league. They got better.
Correct.
How are the Blazers going to make the playoffs? Are the Blazers better than Dallas? Dallas was 41-41 last season. They were pissed. The Blazers only won 33 games. The Blazers only won two more games than Minnesota.
I expect Portland to be better. Now, I expect Portland to win over 40 games. Their problem is, I like Minnesota. If healthy, I like Minnesota.
Finally resigned
Pekovic. I like Minnesota. Yeah. I thought Minnesota probably would have kept the Lakers out if they were healthy.
Minnesota's going to be interesting, but, you know, they're still Minnesota. So, you know, they're still Minnesota. You know, what's interesting, so here's going to be the problem, I think. So I do believe the T-Wolves will be a bit better with those Pelicans.
Yeah. You
know, they're going to be interesting. You know, they have, with Drew Holiday, they got Drew Holiday and Tariq.
Yeah. I was a big swing, man. I was kind of upset with Philly. Like, why did you really trade Drew Holiday for Noel?
They're gonna be very interesting. You know, Anthony Davis is trying to come up. You know, he's gonna be a lot better. You know, we really need to play fantasy basketball. Let me just throw that out there.
I do that too. But all right,
let me just talk about it when
we get closer.
But they're gonna be interesting. You know, they're definitely going to win more games than what they won last year. So the West is going to be brutal. It's not going to be as ferocious as the East, but the West, there's some really interesting storylines in the West. You know, I think Phoenix is still going to be bottom of the barrel. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Pelicans will win more than 27 games.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. They should. They can get healthy, and Garrett Gordon can actually play like how he was playing before his injury.
Yeah,
that's a little difficult.
That's a big if, you know. But that Eastern Conference, though.
I mean, Indiana just they up they bench. They problem was they bench, you know, and then getting Scola, Copeland.
That's you know, DJ Scola Watson. Nice. Scola is nice, man. You bring in a guy who can give you a strong 15 points. You know, he's way better than Tyler Hansbrough.
So he's more, he's just as physical, probably has a higher IQ.
Yeah.
He's a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Hungry. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. The East is gonna be nice, you know. I'm looking to see Greg Oden around Christmas time. Hopefully he'll be back and able to play by then.
Was anybody shocked? I wonder why he took so long. Like, dude, we know where you're going.
You don't have
to draw it out. Don't be playing, messing with my team. Like, well, I might go to Spurs. No, you're not. We all know you're going to Miami. Just go ahead.
Yeah, he could have did this last year, bro. But it's gonna be very interesting to see, you know, what sort of impact he'll have on the Heat. The Knicks will be solid. You know, the Pacers are gonna be strong. The Nets, you know, they're bringing in KG and Pierce and Jason Terry. You know, to pair those guys.
And add a Karolinko for nothing. I mean,
and Karolinko for crumbs. You know, if those guys can stay healthy, I mean, that's a tough-ass team. You know?
Yeah.
Then you throw in your boy Hero.
My brother team, I got to bring up Jonathan team since he would have been here. He'd be hyping up his Bulls with Derrick Rose back.
Rose will be back.
Oh, yeah. You know? They showed something last year. They was banged up and you still had to beat them.
Yes.
So, yeah, the East is top heavy. The West is once again, it's going to be like 10, 11 teams trying to get 8 spots.
Yeah, it'll be a dogfight. we'll see. Yeah, and, going back to the West, reports are saying Kobe Bean is going to be ready for the beginning of the season. Uh-oh.
Like, we didn't know that.
What, man? I think he should really slow it down, though, bro. That's an Achilles injury, man. Mentally, he's got to prepare for an Achilles injury. Back that soon?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But I don't put nothing past Kobe Bean.
Yeah, we already seen Dwight Howard last year. He should have sat out, and he wanted to come back and play early, and that backfired.
Sure did.
I'll put it this way. You know the Lakers ain't rushing him back. They like, hey, you ain't healthy. If you want to sit out, that's fine.
Yeah.
But he's like, I want to play. He didn't have that off switch now with that, because it's competitive spirit.
Uh-huh.
The Lakers ain't going to really do much. They make the playoffs. That's great for them. He's, of course, probably going to still, we trying to compete for a championship, which is great. But, yeah, he needs to slow it down. I'm like, stop. Don't just think about this year. Think about next year, the next few years. Because if you tear your joint again, if you get hurt, you are in a contract year.
Yeah.
You tear your joint again, they might be like, you know what?
It would be all right.
We'll give you this $5 million because you hurt.
It would be a wrap. Yeah, NBA season is going to be great, but, we got a little time before that. But there's been some interesting offseason moves.
Hey, what you think of, you think they Wizards overpaid for John Wall? That 5-year, $80 million extension?
You had to give him the money, though, man. You couldn't let him go.
Oh, no, they were going. I'm not saying they shouldn't have paid him, but I'm like giving him max money, I don't know. I mean, you're basically giving him the same money you gave James Harden. He ain't as good as James Harden.
He's definitely not as James Harden.
He is. He is the star of their team and the leader. That's just a little, like 70, you bring it a little lower, I can do that. I'm like 80 mil, okay. Okay.
He's the face of your franchise.
Yeah.
So you have to keep him. You got to keep him happy. The Wizards are going to be better than people think, man.
Well, the Wizards got some talent.
The Wizards and the Cavaliers are both going to be – there's going to be some very interesting games. Because Bradley Beal will be back. He'll be healthy. They got Otto Porter. They got with John Wall. They're going to be ready to run and gun out there in Washington.
No, they will be.
I'm very interested to see what Cleveland's going to do. If Big Bynum is healthy, he's one of the best centers in the league when he's healthy.
Yeah, that he is.
And, Detroit got your boy Brandon Jennings. They got Josh Smith. They got Drummond. They got Greg Monroe in there. They still don't have anyone who can shoot.
No, but, I'm not mad at the Brandon Jennings move. I mean, hopefully he will become more efficient because he was not that.
Atrocious, huh?
Yeah, clearly because he was thinking he was a $13 million a year guy. And I guess the league was like, no, you ain't.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, even his team was like, yeah, we're not giving you that money.
Hopefully his shooting percentage will go up now that he won't have to take as many shots. He can pass the ball. He can dump the ball down low to Greg Monroe. Andre Drummond's offense is still a little raw, but he's a big – Andre Drummond's one of the biggest dudes I've ever seen in my life. Dude's a monster. But hopefully he can dump it down. I mean, he's talking about Lob City. He's talking about having Lob City out there in Detroit, man. So,
okay.
We're going to see. We're going to see. I mean, he has athletes. Drummond's a big boy. He's throwing them down. Josh Smith, we know how athletic, freakishly athletic Josh Smith is. And Greg Monroe's a very, very solid player with a good low post game, good finesse, skills. So, we'll see what they talk about. But, hey, they're still Detroit. what can you do? They're going to win some games, but, hey.
Right. Some real stupid guys out there doing some dumb stuff, in sports, period. I mean, Michael Beasley got caught busted for weed.
He's a weed head, bro. What you gonna do? Once a weed head, always a weed head, man.
You think you think Phoenix is just gonna cut him?
This dude is not going to change. He look like a weed head. When you see him, he always looks faded. He always looks faded, man. He is who he is, man. You can take some dudes out the hood, but you can't take the hood out of him.
Yeah, he parlayed that one good year of college into number two pick.
That was a phenomenal year. That was a big time year.
It was, and it's like, wow, your game has not translated at all. I mean, it's more him than his game. He happy making the money, and he don't really care, it seemed like.
Yeah. And Beasley's going to make, like, he's got, like, $6 million on the books, man. And,
you know, when they're starting over and they just going young, we know they in the Andrew Wiggins chase.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that he's so talented, but he just hasn't been able to pull it together.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys like that who got that talent and just can't. They don't have it upstairs, it seems like.
Yeah.
What else we got on here? Oh, the joint with Terrence Jones supposedly yelling and stomping on a homeless dude. That was
what?
Weird. Yeah, that came out a while ago. He supposedly was leaving the club. He's saying he tripped over, didn't see him. He just tripped over him. He was kind of like, you know, just brushing his leg out the way. But, you know, people, they made it sound like the cops was like, yeah, he was like, wake up!
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just dumb, bro. You got to make better decisions.
Yeah, I was like, wow, okay, that. Hopefully that's not true, but damn.
Yeah, you got to make better decisions, bro. You can't be stupid. Stop being so damn stupid. You know, I find that, like, a lot of athletes that I meet, man, some of them are just, they really think they're above the law. So, you know, you can't make dumb decisions, man. Step your game up, man, and make better decisions.
You just got to be smart. And this last one is this one I had to just brought up because it's just funny to me. Gary Playa says Rory McIlroy should find the right wife to get his game back on track.
Yeah. He was, Gary blamed his, he blamed Rory's struggles on his wife. You know.
Yeah, that was funny. I was like, wow. I'm surprised. One, that he ain't haul off on your ass. But you know, some guys don't be playing. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Find the right wife. What you talking about? Yeah, her, she's not a homebody, but she don't be coming to his golf stuff because she got a career.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, really? You blame him? I'm like, that dude has been inconsistent from jump.
Yeah, because Roy dates Wozniacki. So, you know, he probably, you know, trying to handle his business with her instead of focusing on what he needs to be doing. You know, I mean, hey, we all know if you got the right woman got your back, that makes you a stronger man.
Yeah.
We all know that. You know,
yeah, it does.
So I know what Gary was saying, you know, essentially that Roy needs to have the right woman to support him and his career, but dude, you need to stay out of another man's house, bro.
Yeah.
I don't talk about another man's wife, and I don't talk about another man's money. Some things are out of bounds. So, you know, I think Gary needs to play his role, man, and stay out of grown folks' business. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So,
right.
How you gonna talk about another man's love? Like, come on, man, what is you doing?
Right, and that's why your game sucks.
Exactly. And Roy is buckets out here. Roy is out here getting major buckets, and Gary Player got something to say about him trying to find the right wife. Man, come on, man.
Right.
Get out of here with that ridiculous.
Yeah, man. Well, man, I want to appreciate you coming on the show.
Anytime, man. I'm down for y'all, man. Y'all definitely put together a good show, man. And I'm more than welcome to jump on this anytime y'all want me to.
Thank you, man. Thank you. You know, it's we're going to get it in. My brother's had to take a little break, but he'll be back, and we're trying to come hard, especially with football season, based league, a few weeks away. You know, we're trying to have more consistency, and, you know, just, hey, this is our time of the year.
Right on.
It seems like from September to June, from the beginning of football season to, what, the end of the NBA playoffs, I am glued to the television.
Hey, I am ready to debate y'all. Let's do it. I'm ready. Bring it on.
Oh, yeah, you're nearby, so we didn't have to have you come on. Come by the crib. And
hey, anytime, man. Anytime. I'm ready. I'm ready and willing to take y'all money to do what we got to do this.
All right.
Thank you for having me on, and until we meet again for the banter.
That's right. Any contact information you want to give the fans out there?
Anybody out there, just holler at me, DJH1906, via the Twitter. Holler at me, man. I'm trying to set my Twitter game up. I'll respond to you and all that good stuff. But don't come at me with no whack shit. That's all I got to say, man. Bring it on. But make sure you know the facts and you know what you're talking about before you come holler at your boy. DJH1906, that's the Twitter handle. So let's do it.
All right, man. Well, once again, everybody, want to thank y'all for listening to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. As always, you can find us on Stitcher and iTunes under Black Is and any other place you can listen to podcasts. You can also go to www.blackisonline.com. Listen to us. Check out the other podcasts that we do, Coach Connection with Brother Malcolm, The Break with KC Lehman and the family.
Shout out to Big Malcolm.
That's what's up. You want to hit us up? You can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Or you can leave a voicemail, 323-455-4219. We will read your comments on the show. We don't have a problem. If it's good, if it's bad, yeah, hey, we don't care. Just speak your mind.
Right on, right on. Thank y'all for having me, and bring it.
All right, that's right. And as my brother would say, this is the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Right on with that one.
Take it easy, y'all.
Hey, Mike, get your guns and meet me in the back right now. Ole hee. Everyone wants to be a cowboy. Grab your gun, boys. Ole hee. 45 by my side, do he live?
No, get down.
Zen. You shot your bullet, but the bullet went.
Desperado.
You work for Rude. Pull out my gun and plug two like True Gore.
Why Clef?
Pace one.
Yo, this is how the West was won.
Our motto.
A true desperado. Rappers wanna be actors, so they play the Jesse James cop car.
And get they bones fractured.
You ain't got no guns, you off to the precinct.
Inside, tough guys are feminine like Sheena Easton.
Who my cry, son still died. Thrown off the building like the fourth guy. Caved in a grave cause you didn't know how to behave. Playing cowboy, now you sleep with the slaves.
Who's the desperado?
Selling bottles in the alley.
On some villain shit.
Wearing a mask like Jim Carrey.
With his gat cocks, stinking up the crack spot. Pace one dies with both eyes on the jackpot.
The sound that I'm from, beggars eat cat chowder. Sundance Kid is your everyday perk snatcher. If you see him coming, you better start running like a terrorist. I guarantee you he'll be bombing.
Oh, dynamite. Clef, I got the cash.
Yo, let's skip town like Harlem Nights.
Ole.
Everyone wants to be a cowboy. Grab your guns, boys.
Ole hee.
45 by my side, do he live?
We make moves and stage coaches. Rodigga likes the roaches. If anyone approaches, we like noches, buenos. Then I compose a poem for the mini gunslingers. R&B singers perpetrating guns with two fingers.
My style is perhaps one of the foulest. I inhale large clouds of smoke through my chalice.
Bucking at stars.
And write rhymes for hours. The ghetto misses. Drinking whiskey.
Bust this scenario. Can't no other niggas in the barrio.
From north to Ontario.
Save us when we in stereo. Cause me and Rashi, you rock the battles. It's apparent you're no talent cause you're blazing in your saddle.
Watch these rap bitches get all up in your pockets. Then bounce with accountants that gave me good stock tips. Cause props is up. Niggas through the roof burning niggas like I'm 90.
And for all your head beaters, the lead eaters, the cheaters, soon to be retreaters. While mama seen us carry real heaters.
I rock the doobie and L rocks the newbie and twist.
9-6.
Motherfuckers getting dipped.
Ole hee.
Everyone wants to be a cowboy. Grab your gun, boys. Ole hee. 45 by my side, do he live?
No. Yeah. When the outs hooked up with the refugees, it be more niggas than the NAACP. Coming up on We the Ball type, smoking homegrown out tobacco pipes.
Know when to fold
on. I can take your sunshine, piss in your wine,
steal your concubine,
walk away with your gold mine.
So ooh, ah, achika, mama say, mama saw, mama makusai.
Fuck the sheriff, I shot John Wayne. Push him off the runaway train in the movie Shame.
Yeah, me and that kid, what's his name?
That would be me, Young Z from No Brain. Smoking pure from the Whole Foods store. Why my whore slap cops like Zaza Gabor? Fuck with ounces like them Islam brothers. We march to your hood with a million motherfuckers. So let's get high off the Fuji Live. When the East is in the house like I'm Blase Blah.
When pandemonium strikes and midnight hits, full moon splits off. Niggas and the lunatics on some absurd shit. You talk back, hustling crack don't make you bigger. Niggas who take your measurements quick don't make it quicker. Stick and slide with vigor, city streets hot like liquor. 21 guns saluting, shooting niggas from the roofing. Got nerve to mouth about it and the way you claim you're moving. Your whole style is loose and we gon' sew it like it's cotton. You feel or recognize it, everybody could get gotten. The bounty on your head says you dead by manana. Pop babies whispering that there's a body drop behind the lot. These blew up the spotter like the whole block. Medina is the east side of town. Lounge never till we own it. Gunplay is regular, front page is the bonus. Life will keep existing as I'm shitting on opponents. Life will keep existing as I'm shitting on opponents.
Ole hee.
Everyone wants to be a cowboy. Grab your gun, boys.
Ole hee.
45 by my side, do we live?
Nope, you could die.